I looked up and my daughter was already at the door. An hour had slipped away into my phone's glow, and for the first time, I felt the odd weight of being physically present, but somewhere else entirely. Welcome to Why I Love, the podcast where we explore one simple truth. Before we can truly love others, we must first learn to love who we are. I'm Nigel, and today I want to invite you into a short, steady practice I call the welcome breath. It's a portable ritual to help you come home to your body and then show up for the people around you.
Why does stillness feel so hard most days? Why does a single breath sometimes seem like the only thing that can tilt us back to presence? Picture one steady breath nudging the rest of your life into a kinder rhythm. Imagine that, and stay with me.
A little more of that story. It was late afternoon, and the kitchen smelled faintly of coffee and the lemon soap by the sink. The phone was a blue rectangle on the table, flickering like a tiny lighthouse for everything urgent and not urgent. I meant to check one message. When I finally looked up, my daughter had gone outside. I felt split, my body there, my attention lost in light and text. That split is familiar to a lot of us, and it taught me how a single, intentional breath can ground me enough to offer a real apology, and then real presence.
There's a simple teaching that guides this practice. Love your neighbor as yourself. It asks an unusual thing, to hold your own smallness and your neighbor's smallness with equal tenderness. Breath is the bridge between those two acts of holding. It doesn't fix everything, but it brings the body and heart back into line so compassion can move through us.
A quick safety note before we begin. If you have respiratory issues, a history of fainting, or focused breathing increases your anxiety, please make the breaths shallow and easy. Keep your eyes open if that feels safer. Sit upright and stop at any time. This practice is gentle. No fast breathing, no breath holding. Your comfort comes first.
We're going to try something simple. Four small steps. Grounding, naming, blessing, sending. Each one only takes a breath or two. If you want, keep your eyes soft. If you prefer them closed, that's okay. The whole thing is meant to be gentle and easy to fit into your day.
First, make yourself comfortable. Feet on the floor, hands resting where they feel natural. Notice the chair under you, the support beneath your weight. Let the body be supported for a moment.
Now take a gentle inhale through the nose, whatever length feels easy. 2 beats, 3 beats, whatever's natural. And exhale softly through the mouth. Keep it easy, no forcing. We're meeting what's already here.
As we settle, try saying to yourself, I am here. You can whisper it, think it, or say it out loud. Breathe in with I am, breathe out with here. Let the phrase help you arrive in the chest, in the shoulders, in the small place where you feel most yourself.
Next, naming. Bring to mind one feeling or need that wants your attention right now. It might be tiredness, hope, worry, or even relief. You don't need to solve it. Name it like a neighbor you greet. Hello, worry. Hello, tiredness. Breathe in with that name. Breathe out with a soft acceptance. I see you. Let the naming invite clarity, not judgment.
Now, blessing. Picture a warm light gathering in your chest, kindness, or simply the wish that you might be treated with gentleness. On the inhale, imagine that warmth expanding. On the exhale, let it rest over the part you named. If the word blessing feels right, offer, "May I be gentle with myself?" If not, something simple works. May I be kind. Keep it quiet. Keep it soft.
Finally, sending. Imagine that warmth moving outward, carried by the breath, not away from you, but through you toward someone else. Picture a neighbor, a friend, or even a stranger you passed on the sidewalk. Breathe in steadiness. Breathe out a quiet wish for their well-being. May you be seen. May you be known. Let the sending feel small and steady.
Let's do 3 gentle cycles together now. Name, breathe, soften, send. I'll guide the rhythm. Breathe in with me now. And out.
Second cycle. Breathe in, notice the naming word. Breathe out, and offer the blessing. In and out.
Third cycle. Bring the warmth. Send it outward with the wish for another. Inhale gently and release.
If you felt lightheaded at any point, widen the breath so it's more shallow and steady. Open your eyes and rest. If a strong feeling comes up, be curious about it. Notice it like a bird on a windowsill and return to what feels safe. This is about care, not performance.
When you're ready, bring your attention back to the room. Notice your shoulders, the texture of the air, the place your feet meet the floor. Anchor this small shift with a micro action. Press your fingertip lightly to your wrist, rub your palms together, or let a tiny smile lift your face. These little gestures help presence move into doing.
Here are 3 simple ways to carry the welcome breath into the day. 1. Before any difficult conversation, take 2 welcome breaths to steady your voice and your body. 2. Choose a micro kindness trigger. When your phone buzzes, take 1 small breath and remember there's a person on the other side of that attention. 3. Finish the day with a 1-minute debrief. Name 1 thing you did well and 1 thing you can forgive yourself for. Tiny rhythms build real change.
Let's sit with a brief reflective silence now. Ask yourself quietly, when did I last feel truly seen? Am I offering myself the same compassion I give others? What 1 small step toward more presence could I take tomorrow? Listen to whatever arises.
When you're ready, take 1 last full breath in and let it go. Carry this gentle steadiness into whatever comes next. If this practice landed for you, try it for a week. 2 breaths before you speak, 1 pause at every notification, and a short debrief at night. Small, steady habits change how we show up for one another.
Thank you for taking this time with me. If this episode helped you, please subscribe to Why I Love and share it with someone who might need a simple way home. Love who you are and watch the world change. Love within, love without. Let's begin the journey.